Take your Bibles this morning, if you will, please. Turn with me to the book of the Revelation, over towards the end of the book. I intended to preach this morning. I thought I would be in Romans chapter 7, and about, 8:30, the Lord kind of directed my heart to leave that for tonight. And then I turned the radio on, and there was a reference made. And then Brother Brian made several references in his Sunday school that let me know. And then the singing this morning lets me know that I'm right on track. Amen. I love the Lord. He gives a witness sometimes, and I just have peace in my heart that this is the direction that He would have for us to go. Let's look this morning and begin reading in verse number 10 of Revelation chapter 20. Verse number 10 of Revelation chapter 20. The Bible said, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Look at the first word in the next chapter. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. They shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. He that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give to him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Back up to verse 5 in Revelation chapter 20. "But to the rest of the dead lived not again until the 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection." Verse 6. "Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Please pray for us and pray with us. Father, this morning we thank you, Lord, for the privilege to come in your presence once again this day. God, we know this morning that, Lord, before us is a sobering passage of Scripture. God, we pray this morning, Lord, that, Lord, someone in our hearing would understand that, God, you loved them so much that, Lord, you brought this message just for them. And, Lord, I pray this morning that, Lord, the message would be received. God, I pray that the saints of God would be stirred. I pray, Lord, that those that are not ready to meet you, God, would, Lord, be stirred in their heart, stirred to repentance, stirred to coming and get a drink of living water. Father, I know today, Lord, that you're able to do exceeding abundantly all, above all that we can ask or even think. So we just ask you, God, to work in our midst. Lord, you certainly know better than we do what needs to be done. I pray, God, you'd bless thy servant. Bless the word of God as it goes forth. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're on the threshold of a great event. Our Lord is coming again. A lot of people today don't want to face that truth, but it's still the truth. Our Lord is coming again. It's scary what you see going on in our nation. The Bible talked about the fearful and the abominable. There's a lot of things going on in our nation. Are you listening to me? God said it's not right. God is not winking at our sin. And it looks like that there's talk even in the United Nations about America turning away from God's people, Israel. I'll tell you this much right now. He hasn't turned away from them. And he's not going to turn away from them. And if God will let me live and breathe, I'm going to keep praying for them. Amen. And I'm going to keep standing with them. I believe in these days that we live in, there's a couple of things here. I'm going to narrow this down. I'm going to just give us, I think, three. I had five things really on my mind, but I think I'm going to narrow it down this morning and try to emphasize three things that I see in these passages of Scripture. First of all, I want you to notice the devil that deceived them. The devil that deceived them. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus is talking to a group of people over there in the gospel when he said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not done many marvelous works in thy name? Have we not cast out devils in thy name, prophesied in thy name? And he will say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. I'll tell you, there's only one entrance into the kingdom of God, and that is through being born again, through the new birth, through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm fearful that we're living in a generation, and really in every generation, there are people that are religious. They have a form of godliness. We watched the movie there the other night, and I thought about that crowd that at first refused to license the preacher. And then later on, when a big camp meeting got built up, they come and wanted to license the preacher. All right, what are you trying to say, preacher? I'm trying to say they had a form of godliness, but they were denying the power thereof. I say, God, deliver us here at Bible Way from having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. May we beg God for the Holy Spirit to come down in our midst and to do what needs to be done, realizing not one soul will ever be saved unless in the Spirit of God does the work. Not one family will ever get help unless in the Spirit of God does the work. And I believe with all of my heart we need him. The devil that deceived them. The devil that deceived them. I thought about those, my friend, in religion that are deceived. Listen, the world is full of it. Amen. According to what I just read, the Bible said they're going to be judged according to their works. Let me just say some things this morning. I'm not trying to be ugly, but it's the truth. I believe there are degrees of punishment in hell. And I'll tell you, listen to me. I hate to say it like this, but it's true. Men and women that have stood in pulpits like this and told people that they can go to heaven any other way than through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, are responsible for their deception. Are you listening to me? And I believe hell will be hotter for them than it will the meanest drunkard in Kingsport. People that are saying, if you put your name on a roll, if you'll put a little money in the plate, if you'll let us dip you or sprinkle you, you'll be all right. I tell you, except you be born again, you'll in no wise enter into the kingdom of God. The devil that deceived them. He's deceiving people. He's deceiving people. People got a religion that'll take them to church once a year. Let me say something this morning. I wouldn't trust that. That wouldn't take me to the house of God to take me to heaven. If what I had didn't cause me to want to go to the house of God, didn't cause me to want to pray, didn't cause me to want to read my Bible, didn't cause me to want to love others, didn't cause me, my friend, to want to tell sinners about Jesus, I wouldn't trust it to take me to heaven. I believe with all of my heart the devil that deceived them. I sat there on the pew this morning. I thought about those that are looking for satisfaction. They're looking for it in all kinds of places this morning. The devil's still deceiving. You know, Brother Gary, I know you like to fish. One of these days you're going to take me. Amen. But there are a lot of people looking for satisfaction on the lake this morning. It ain't going to be long and turkey season will come in. If I get to, I'm going to go hunting some. But I guarantee you it won't be on Sunday morning, Sunday evening, or Wednesday night. Amen. I'll guarantee you that. What he's trying to say, just what Brother Brian said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. There's some looking for it, my friend, out there in the sports world. Some are so tied up in their bracket. Are you listening to me? They're so tied up in the sports. Some are rolling up their sleeves and putting a needle in their arm. Some are looking for it in the bottom of a bottle. And the Bible is telling us here, the devil that deceived them is going to be cast into the lake of fire, and they're going with him. One day after a while, I've often wondered. You see, the devil, he doesn't, I personally don't believe he goes around telling people not to be saved. I believe he tells them not today. You got plenty of time. Not today. Every time I watch the news, it just seems like maybe there's been a train wreck or there's been a plane wreck. And I'll guarantee you, my friend, that there were souls. Listen, over there in Tunisia where they went in there, I said that bunch of idiots went in there. Are you listening to me? Shooting innocent people thinking they're standing for something that's right. You say, preacher, what's the matter with them? I'll tell you what's the matter with them. The devil has deceived them. They know nothing of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They think they're going to earn them some virgins and earn them a place, amen, with Allah. They're going to find out one day, oh no, they followed the God of this world and not the God of the Bible. But there in that mall, that place, they came in there and said in the Arabic language, duck your head. And they knew that the Arabs would understand, so they ducked their heads and they shot everybody else. He said, preacher, what's the matter with you? I'm upset because so many are deceived in this world that we live in. And no doubt many of those that were over there went over to have a good time and come back. And they went over and lift their eyes in hell because of the devil that deceived them. Oh, beloved friend, I believe the Bible. I see the devil is deceiving people. The devil is deceiving people. The devil is deceiving people. One of the first things that ran through my mind when the Lord saved me, I was 27 years old. One of the first things that ran through my mind is, this is so good. It's so good. Why don't everybody get in on it? Then the Lord slowed me down in my tracks just a little bit and said, I'll tell you why, because they're deceived, just like you were. Amen. They're blind, just like you were. I tell you what a joy it is when God takes the blinders off. Lets us see, my friend, that we've been deceived. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire. I see the devil that deceives. But I want to show you something else right here. I want to show you the Lord that delivers. The Lord that delivers. The Bible said, and I saw a great white throne. Did you know that's still in the book? God's people are going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ to be rewarded according to their works. The devil's people, that's what I said and that's what I meant. The Bible said over there in the Gospels, Jesus said, you're of your father the devil, and the lust of your father will you do. I tell you, I told him in prison for years, and it's still the truth. A happy day when you change daddies. Amen. When you get tired of the taskmaster, when you get tired of the one that lies to you, when you get tired of the one that deceives, and you run to the Heavenly Father that'll never lie to you, that cares about you, that loves you, and gave His Son to be your Savior. Happy day. Notice what the Bible said here, and I saw a great white throne. I do not believe. I'm just giving you this. You can call it whatever you want to, Rickology. But I do not believe that God's people are judged at this judgment. I believe that God's people are rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ, and that lost people are judged at the great white throne judgment. But listen to me, hear me well. I believe we're here. I believe we witness it. You say, preacher, what makes you believe such a thing? Well, after the event happens, listen to me. People that you work with, people that I've worked with. Years ago, I can't even remember the man's name now. I left the machine shop to go into the ministry. God had already called me to preach, but He opened the door there in Wise for me to pastor. And I had a little New Testament that I kept in my toolbox. And to be honest with you, it wasn't real nice, because you can't wash your hands every time you want to read a verse of Scripture. But I tell you what, I'd read, but it was my New Testament, and it was my work New Testament, and it meant a lot to me. And I gave it to the man that worked next to me, that I had witnessed to, that I had prayed for. And I went back several months later, and the man that owned the shop told me, he said, Rick, here's that testament. I found it in the trash can the day that you gave it to him. I'll tell you one thing, listen to me, if that man never gets saved, I believe I'll stand at the great white throne judgment and witness him being cast into the lake of fire. And I believe God will remind him, you had the truth in your hand and you threw it in the trash can. You had the deliverer. You had access, just like everybody else, to the deliverance the Savior offers. But you turned him away. You say, preacher, why do you believe we're here? Let me ask you a question. Is it any coincidence that when you come out of chapter 20 into chapter number 21, one of the first orders of business, we see the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven as a bride adorned for her husband? One of the first orders of business is God is going to wipe all tears away from our eyes. I believe, my friend, listen, we may never shed a tear down here, but I tell you, we ought to be shedding tears over people that are lost and dying without God and going to hell. But I believe that day when we see them, those that were deceived by the devil, cast off into the lake of fire, I believe we'll weep like we've never wept before. People that act like, listen to me, they're glad when somebody goes to hell, have a problem. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Well, it wasn't God's will for him to go there. Amen. Why should we be glad that they went there? We see a Savior that delivers. We see the devil that deceives. Turn back with me, if you will, please, just a chapter or so here in chapter 19. The Bible said in verse number 11, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he doth judge and make war. Let me say something right here. It is very possible, I believe it happens every day, because the judges in our court system and in our land are finite. They're human. They make mistakes. Let me give you something right there. Be a good opportunity. Your pastor makes mistakes too. I'm human, amen. I'm not without error, amen. I'm not without mistakes. But listen to me, this judge makes no mistakes. I'm telling you, this judge doesn't need a jury. This judge, my friend, doesn't need a private investigator to go gather the evidence. This judge has got it all. The Bible said it's all open and naked to whom we have to do with the whole thing. You say, preacher? There's a Savior that delivers. Let's read about him just a moment. Some people say, you don't believe that stuff about that white horse. I do. And if God said it was pink, I would believe it. Say amen. That's how much confidence I've got in the Word of God. Amen. God said it'll be a white horse. Watch this. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture. The Lord's even going to remind us, Brother Rose, in the end, how we got there. It wasn't our stinking righteousness, amen. It wasn't that we deserved to go there, but he's got a vesture dipped in blood. God's going to remind us, are you listening, that it's been blood all the way for the children of God. Somebody said, I don't like that old bloody religion. I know. That's why they're tearing it out of the Bible. That's why they're tearing it out of the song books. I tell you, you start at my Bible and try to cut it out, we're going to have a problem. You ever decide you don't want it in a song book? You made two decisions in one. Amen. You might have a new song book, but you'll need a new pastor too. I like the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we need. The precious blood. The Savior that delivers. The Bible said the armies which followed him, or which were in heaven, followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. Oh, how I long for that, don't you? How I long for the day when I'll never think another impure thought, when I'll never make another mistake, when I'll never sin again. Amen. Hallelujah for the righteousness. Amen. Of the Lord Jesus. The Bible said, out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, and with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God, and he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'll tell you, just as sure as there is a devil that deceives, there's a God in heaven that delivers, amen, delivers from sin. Oh, thank God, the King is coming for you and for me. Say, preacher, why would people want to experience the second death when they could have life and have it everlasting? I guess there's a lot of answers to that. Some, it'll be because of their pride. They knew they needed the Lord, but in their pride, they refused him. Beloved, don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let the devil deceive you. If you have something and you call it Christianity and it has never changed your life, I beg you, don't let the devil deceive you. Don't let the devil deceive you. I believe you could have every Sunday school pen from the time you was a baby and die without God and go to hell. I believe you could have the Sunday school pen and not have the Savior. I believe you could have a certificate of membership or baptism and not have the Savior. You say, preacher, are you trying to deceive us? No, I'm telling you the truth so you won't be deceived. Amen. You don't think you're going to ride Bible way into glory. I'll tell you that right now. Jesus and Jesus alone can save. Only Jesus. I see here in this passage of Scripture the devil that deceived them. I see the Lord or the Savior that delivers them. I want you to see this. I want you to see the saints that have been delivered. The Bible said in chapter 21 and verse 1, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. I can't read that passage of Scripture without going back in my mind 35 years. Faith Baptist Church, and I guess it was Abingdon, maybe was the address, Maryland. No, it was Joppa, Maryland. I'm sorry, wrong side of Edgewood. Joppa, Maryland. When somebody on one of those instruments started playing that march, and they opened them doors back there in the back, that precious wife of mine started down that aisle. I'll tell you what's the truth. I can't forget that. I don't want to forget that. She was and is gorgeous to this preacher. Amen. I love her. She's my bride. She's the one that God picked out for me. I'm glad I didn't marry the one I had picked out. I'd have been an awfulest mess it ever was. Amen. But God had one picked out for me. God had one. Let me say something to young people. God's got one picked out for you. You take his pick, you'll be happy. You take yours, and you'll be miserable. God said, here comes a city. He said, the closest thing I can tell you about it, it's going to be like that bride adorned for her husband. Amen. I believe old Isaac was pretty pleased, don't you? Glory to God. I believe Rebecca knocked his eyeballs out. Amen. Praise the Lord. Watch this. These that have been delivered, the saints of God. He said, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. You ever think about the likes of him dwelling with the likes of us? They shall be his people. God himself shall be with them and be their God. I want to stop and ask you a question this morning. Is he your God? If he's not your God here, what would make you think that he's going to be your God over yonder? If he's not your Lord here, are you listening? What would make you think he'll be your Lord over yonder? If he doesn't have any authority in your life here, what would make you think that's going to change after you die? I know there's not much being preached about him being Lord, but you can read your Bible, he is. A whole lot of people preaching about making him Lord. You can't make him anything. Amen. He is Lord. And if you ever trust him as your Savior, you'll get a package deal. Somebody help me right here. You'll get a Lord when you get a Savior. Amen. He'll begin to work and to will of his own good pleasure in your life. The Bible said here, God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. I hope that you won't take it lightly when I ask you to pray for Sister Sue. Please don't take that lightly. I honestly believe that it's harder on her right now than it is Brother Fred. Please remember the family. But the Bible said here, there shall be, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. Let me just give you something, and we'll close out this morning. I guess it was, Miss Eve, was it a year ago we went to the Biltmore place? It was not last September, but September a year ago. I took my wife for our anniversary, and we went over to Asheville, North Carolina, to that Biltmore mansion. Now, having in my life done a little bit of woodwork along, and I was very fascinated because I knew that those men that built that place, they didn't have the tools and the machinery and things that we have today, but yet many of the things they made were more, I'm going to use the word, ornate than anything we build today. And I was, Miss Eve will tell you, my eyes were always drawn to the wood, the woodwork. The furniture didn't mean much to me, but I looked at those doors. And the doors, I mean, it's so much easier, Brother John, to put a door in that's square on top. But man, they put those round tops in them. And I thought, my, at the work. And I was really in awe. You say, Preacher, what's that got to do with this message? You wait till we get home. I tell you, the Biltmore place will look like a dump. My wife was watching the channel yesterday afternoon when I went home. And it was one of them channels where a couple people, a man and his wife, I believe, they go in and they buy a house and they kind of have a vision. And that wall needs to go, and the cabinets need to be changed. And kind of like you did, Miss Kim, amen, you had a vision, didn't you? You know, how you wanted to fix it up. And that's all right. But they would show before and after pictures, and the difference was unbelievable. I mean, sometimes they would spend thousands and thousands of dollars, but then they were able to make thousands and thousands of dollars when they flipped it or when they sold it. But I was thinking as I was sitting on the pew this morning about the saints of God. You ain't seen nothing yet. Amen. Brother Jimmy, God's given us a beautiful church. I thank God for our church. But you ain't seen nothing yet, Brother Merv. You just wait till we get home. The saints of God. I'm so glad this morning I'm not deceived. I'm glad, listen, I'm not deceived. I'm glad I've been delivered, amen. I'm glad I know the Savior. I'm glad the Savior knows me. And I'm glad, thank God, listen, if there was no mansion over there, my friend, if Jesus is there, that's all I would ever need to know, amen. But thank God there is a holy city. And thank God it is beautiful. And thank God He will dwell with us. And thank God we'll be His people. And He'll be our God. You say, Preacher, why do you preach the way you do? Well, the Lord made me the way I am. But let me say this. I want everybody that will to get on board. We're fixing to take a ride. Amen. You say, is it going to be an airplane ride? No, it's going to be a plane air ride. Hallelujah. We're fixing to check out. Why? So we can check in. Where we belong in the city of God. Sister Geraldine, there's going to be a reunion, honey. How precious it's going to be. Next time I meet Brother Jack, it won't be in a waiting room at a hospital. Amen. Glory to God, it won't be in a waiting room at a hospital. It won't be in Wilcox Hall. Brother, it won't even be in a pharmacy, Brother Grizzle. Amen. Trying to get something for an ailment. But thank God, He's gone to prepare for us a place. And He said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Where I am, there you may be also.
I wanted you to know this morning, there's a devil that deceived them. Are you deceived? What you have, has it changed your life? Or can you look before and look after and there's no difference? I'm going to tell you something right now. You take those houses like they show that before and after picture. If it looked just like it did after as it did before, then why in the world would you spend all that money? Let me ask you this. If the Lord intended for us to be just like after that we are before, then why in the world did He pay that great cost? Why in the world did He shed that blood at Calvary? Why in the world, amen, would the Bible say, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature? Because that's the truth. That's the truth. This morning, are you saved? If you are saved, are you serving? Are you serving the Lord? Is He, as we heard in Sunday school, is He the one that you can say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? Are you seeking Him first? Or is He way down the line somewhere? Do you have a room in your life? So many times it seems like a life is kind of segmented. Do you have a room in your life where you have a do not disturb sign hung on it? Don't want the Lord to disturb that. Not many times is this said anymore, but I'll say this. The old preacher used to say it a lot. If He's not Lord of all, He's not Lord at all. Because Lord means master. That means He's the one in control of your life. Amen. Let's pray together. Father, thank You this morning for the privilege to preach the Bible. Lord, I'm excited. Lord, seems like that in this world that we live in, that wickedness is on the rise. And Lord, that godlessness is on the rise. Lord, it's not going to be long till the saints of God are going to rise. The dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. You said, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Lord, it's my prayer today that You'll deal with that man. Maybe a young man. Deal with that lady. Maybe a young lady. Deal with that one that's deceived. That one that has a little Brill Cream religion. A little dab will do you. That one, Lord, that has a form of godliness. But it never causes them to pray. It never causes them, Lord, to read their Bible. Never causes them, Lord, to see that need to be faithful to the house of God. Never causes them to tell someone else. Lord, Sister Danita sung a while ago, it is well with my soul. Lord, I believe with all my heart, just as sure as the Holy Spirit of God helps the believer, the born again, to know that it's well with their soul, He is so faithful, Lord, that I believe He helps sinners to know that it's not well with their soul. I pray this morning, Lord, that one that's come this way, Lord, it's not well. I pray, God, that they would come to Jesus, that it would be well before they leave this church today. Help us to be obedient.